Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
We'll bring you details, including all the expectations ahead of today's meeting. Meanwhile, President Akufo-Addo breaks silence on arrest and detention of 23 members of the Democracy Hub demonstration, distancing government from the incarceration.
People misconduct themselves and they're brought before court. It's for the court to deal with them. That's not a matter.
It has nothing to do about politics.
It has nothing to do with the executive.
Daryl has a business headline.
And later in business, IMF set to revise Ghana's growth rate upwards after giving the country a pass on a third program review. Details on the Joy Business Report.
In today's episode of Streets of Despair series, we'll tell you the story of a 24-year-old Trotro mate whose dream of becoming a journalist is slipping away.
From my childhood time, the work I wanted to do, the one that was my topmost priority was to be in the journalism system. No, I know that in this world, there is nothing easy, but being on the streets is absolutely not easy.
I am Hannah Odame with all the details. Thanks for choosing us. We are Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible journalism. Now, organized labor led by the Trades Union Congress will today go into a make or break meeting to make a crucial decision on the intended October 10 strike. TUC declared the indefinite nationwide action after the expiration of a 1-month ultimatum to government to take action to stop illegal mining. After a meeting with the president last week Thursday, organized labor will again meet today over the president's request for more time to take a decision on the matter. My colleague James Savage has a wrap of events in the past week and what to expect.
Organized labor early last month waded into the call for government immediate action to stop illegal mining after the expiration of a one-month ultimatum for government to, among other things, declare state of emergency. TUC declared an indefinite strike from October 10 to drum home their demands.
Organized labor has decided to declare a nationwide strike with effect from October 10th, 2024.
There was shock for many, including leadership of some labor unions, when news broke that there was a meeting between the president and a section of leadership of organized labor. Angel Kabunu is NAGRAD president.
I am hearing for the first time that there was any meeting of any sort. I don't think I'm hearing right.
But Deputy Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labor, Kenneth Kumson, says the president only pleaded for more time.
The president actually pleaded with organized labor that strike at this time, for him, he believes, will not augur well for this country.
Vice Chairman of TUC, Chinubua Kodia, is reaffirming that the strike will come on. He spoke on Newsfile.
We will consider what the president's response would be. But I can assure you that our strike is on course. We have started engaging our employers to let them know that come on the 13th, we are not coming to work.
Fingers are crossed as all eyes are on organized labor for their final decision by close of day. James Savage's report for Joy News.
Now, meanwhile, President Akufo-Addo has broken his silence over the arrest of some members of the Democracy Hub following their protest over illegal mining. This response comes amid mounting public pressure on him and his government to release the protesters who've been detained for unlawful assembly and disrupting public order. Before we hear from the president, first, here's a wrap of a three-day protest organized by concerned citizens against Galamsey, put together by my colleague Kenneth Chisi.
On the first day, the Stop Galamsey Now protesters called for an end to Galamsey and demanded the release of the 53 individuals remanded into police and prison custodies.
Since Galamsey is killing, a lot of people. Now go to Kolebu Hospital and check everything that's going on.
That day, what right did the Ghana police have to come and attempt to tow our car away?
They concluded the day by presenting a petition to the Office of the Attorney General.
We are also prosecuting all those whose dockets have come to us in respect of Galamsey and illegal mining.
On day two, the protesters re-echoed their demands for an end to Galamsey and petitioned the Lands and Natural Resources Minister through a representative from that ministry. The final day saw a lot of famous faces show up and lend their support.
I'm just hoping and I believe that with how loud we are voicing out, we will be heard.
We have taken away the financial future of our youth because of the debts we've piled up. We have taken away their financial present because we can't give them jobs. Now we want to take away their health.
They climaxed the day with a vigil for the 53 remanded protesters and the screening of Galamsey documentaries by Joy News' Erastus Asaridonko.
Speaking to France 24, President Akufo-Addo said he is not responsible for the remand of the protesters.
People misconduct themselves and they're brought before court. It's for the court to deal with them. That's not a matter.
It has nothing to do about politics.
It has nothing to do with the executive. And their behavior is what lands them in problem with the police and with the courts. It's not the protests. How can the president, who himself, his political career was aided by leading protests, have problems with protests? I don't have problems with protests. And nothing is done in Ghana to prevent people from airing their views on any.
Elsewhere, Works and Housing Minister and MP for Ofwasi Ayerebi Kojo Oponkromba says under no circumstance will chiefs and constituents in that area trade their water bodies for gold in order to protect electoral fortunes. He was speaking during his campaign in the region.
Some suggest we turn a blind eye to mining in water bodies to avoid losing vote. Let me be clear. If any MP has chosen to permit mining in water bodies in their constituency, it will not be tolerated here in Ofwasi Ayerebi.
Let's talk about Streets of Despair now. At 24, Godwin Osei's dream of becoming a journalist is slipping away. He works as a trotro mate in Accra, hustling to survive after his single mother could not afford to further his education. In today's series, Kenneth Jisi tells the story of this ambitious young man.
Godwin starts his day at 4:30 a.m. His bed, the worn-out seat of a trotro. For the past 6 months, This has been his home. He calls out routes, collects fares, and pushes through Accra's endless traffic.
The sake of the network we do, the car is away with the sleep. Unless I do not work that very day, then I went to one of my friends.
But Godwin's story did not start here. He grew up in Efijasi, Banko, dreaming of becoming a journalist. After completing high school in 2018, his family's financial struggles forced him to put those dreams on hold.
Since from my childhood time, the work I wanted to do, the one that was my topmost priority was to be in the journalism system.
Now, he wakes up each day with the same determination. Despite the hardships, he remains hopeful, believing things will get better.
No, I know that in this world, there is nothing easy, but being on the street is absolutely not easy.
Kenneth Jesse for Joy News.
We go to Kumasi now. Sales boomed, exciting discount range with huge deals stuck in the 2024 Republic Bank Love FM Habitat Fair. The biggest housing fair in the Ashanti region ended with both patrons and exhibitors calling for an extension. Let's hear more from Emmanuel Bright Kweku.
It has been 4 days of exciting discounts. Here has been the one-stop shop for everybody that needs a home.
We've had a lot of interaction. I think the education has gone down well. The people of Ashanti region are beginning to accept the mortgage financing bit, and I believe that the Habitat Fair has done as a good. This year, we've had quite a high number of vendors.
I also thank you people. When you come here, we have met a lot of our clients here. They have visited us. I think just today, we have met our super local more than four. So we raise every year, we continue to do it.
I didn't know there was a program like this going on here. But if probably you have it twice a year, that will be okay.
Next year, I can assure you, we'll have at least 2 mini clinics outside Kumasi.
From here at the Kumasi City Mall, my name is Emmanuel Bright Quick.
Now to our election headquarters.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Shopbox Technologies, a convenient service, Youth Bridge Foundation, Bridging the Gap for Positive Youth Development, and Syntex Tanks, Aya Strong, Aya Tough.
NDC presidential candidate John Mahama has promised residents of the Savannah region that their major roads will be improved if the party is elected in December. He said this on his last day of the tour there.
Because this is a mainly agricultural area, you've heard me talk about the farmers' service centers. We're going to come and put one of those farmers' service centers in this district. It is going to have 15 tractors with plows, harrows, planters. It will have fertilizer, condemn, everything you need for your farming.
And that's it for the news of 6 with me, Hannah Odami. Please log on to myjoyonline.com for more news. Have a great morning.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.